Well, the coronavirus pandemic has brought almost all live concerts to a halt, but in the UK, they've figured out how to pull off safe, socially distant arena shows. That sound from English singer-songwriter Sam Fender's concert last week at the Virgin Money Unity Arena in Newcastle, his hometown. That is a 30,000-person arena, but in this case, it was at less than 10% capacity, and everyone was socially distanced. Sam Fender joins us from Newcastle, England. Hi, Sam.
Hey, man, how are you doing? You all right?
Doing okay. And tell me about this. How did it work to have a socially distant show in an arena?
Basically, they set up these stands, sort of, they kind of look like pens. To be honest, it was like playing to the biggest human cattle market on earth. It looked a bit crazy. So you'd have five people, you know, within your bubble on a platform or in one of the pens down the front. There was plenty of space between each one, and there was, you know, security were just kind of keeping an eye on the odd few people who try to go crazy at the end. But apart from that, it was pretty amicable and like, it seemed very safe and coordinated. But like, I genuinely thought it was great. It was much better than I expected. Like, I was obviously skeptical when I went out, and I thought, you know, is this going to work? It's 2,500 people in a 30,000 cap space. Like, I was like, it's probably not going to have the same feel. But I think the crowd made up for it, because there was so much pent-up frustration from lockdown that people seemed to be singing a hell of a lot louder than they probably would have been if it was last year. So 2,500 people, you know, they might as well have been 10,000. They sounded so loud. So there was a live band. We were playing. They were singing. They were all drunk. The British weather came out and rained on us all. It felt like a gig. Felt like I was at a festival. So I was really happy. I think it's good that we've got something to at least look forward to while we're waiting for this pandemic to go away and eventually disappear, hopefully.
Yeah, I have to say, I have been to one event, one sort of entertainment event since all of this started. It was outside, and it was the same thing you're talking about, where people were in the groups that they came with. They were seated in a specific place where they were distant from the next group of people. But it was so nice to actually see a performance. Did you talk to people that went and asked how it went for them, for the audience?
Yeah. Well, I obviously had a few friends turn up and stuff, and I've got quite a few friends who are who have sort of, you know, bad social anxieties and stuff, and they said it was they were loving it because they had their kind of own space. But for my other friends who are obviously we were missing the mosh pits, but it was I think everybody was just dying to have that communal feeling of being galvanized by live music, and everyone just singing in as one was enough to give us all a bit of euphoria in this really difficult, weird time that we live in.
Now, you were touring so much more before the shutdown, playing huge arenas full of people. What has this time been like for you as an artist?
It sucks. I'm not going to beat around the bush, like, but this lockdown happened the day before we were about to do our biggest like arena tour ever in the UK. And then as soon as that tour was done, we were going to fly over to New York and come over to your side of the pond and record in New York. And this moment for me in my head was like, I'd arrived, you know what I mean? It was the pinnacle of my career so far. So for that to just sort of suddenly stop. And I guess at the beginning of the lockdown, everyone was kind of hopeful that people weren't really fully sort of clued up on it. And I thought, maybe it'll be okay in a couple of months or whatever. And then it obviously all sunk in. So it's been pretty somber, to say the least. And I think most, at least we've still got a job. There's lots of people that have lost jobs, and a lot of my friends got made redundant the moment this happened. So, you know, I count my blessings for that. But creatively, it was quite hard to kind of remain focused when I was just sitting in my hometown. But we've just got to look forward.
So Sam Fender, we have this segment on our show that we do every week called the DJ Sessions, where we bring on a DJ and have them tell us about five or so songs that they've been listening to. And we had one last year with a DJ from the BBC's Radio 6 named Chris Hawkins, who actually brought a song from you called The Borders and played it for our audience. So I will ask you, as we close out this chat, which song that you've been performing, that you would have performed at this arena show for these 2,500 socially distant people, would you like us to play?
The Borders definitely.
All right. The reprise of The Borders on Here and Now. Sam Fender, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you very much, mate.
You can see what Sam Fender's show looked like. It's pretty amazing, and maybe the near-term future of concerts. That's at hereandnow.org.